Chabahar, a game changer in Eurasia. The first phase of the expansion of Chabahar port in southeastern Iran was inaugurated by the President of the Islamic Republic, Hassan Rouhani, on 3rd of December 2017. Located on the Gulf of Oman, it serves as Iran's only oceanic harbour and consists of two separate ports, named Mata Kalantari and Mata Beheshti, each of which have five berths. Here, we present you with an interesting article published in Eurasia Review and written by Ashok Sajanhar. The article is titled, Chabahar, a Game Changer in Eurasia. Inauguration came just 18 months after the agreement to expand and upgrade the port of Chabahar was signed by the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Iran Hassan Rouhani in May of last year. On the same occasion, a trilateral trade and transit agreement between Iran, Afghanistan and India was also signed in the presence of leaders of the three countries. To signify India's keen interest in the early completion of the project, India's External Affairs Minister, Sushma Swaraj, made an impromptu stopover in Tehran earlier this month and met her counterpart on way back from Sochi, Russia, where she had gone to participate in a meeting of heads of government of member countries of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO. It is gratifying that the project that was taken up just about a year and a half ago has progressed at a brisk pace. Completion of the first phase implies that the capacity of the first berth has been increased from 2.5 million tonnes per year to 8.5 million tonnes. Capacity to handle ships has been increased from 40,000 tonnes haulage to 100,000 tonnes. This has provided a significant uplift to the handling capacity of the port of Chabahar. Critics and doubters who often express scepticism at the huge gap between their commitment and delivery by India in completing projects have been momentarily silenced. People who are well informed of the developments in the case inform me that more work was accomplished over the last 18 months than was done over the last 13 years. Need of the hour today is to continue apace with the same momentum to complete the rest of the project. The first phase of the port was opened in 1983 during the eight-year war imposed by US through Saddam of Iraq's repressive Ba'ath minority regime, as Iran began shifting seaborne trade eastwards towards the Pakistani border in order to decrease its dependency on ports in the Persian Gulf, which were vulnerable to attacks by the Iraqi Air Force. India and Iran first agreed to further develop the Mata Beheshti port, one of the two ports in Chabahar, in 2003, but did not make much progress on account of sanctions, the illegal sanctions imposed by United States and Iran. According to the bilateral agreement signed last year, India would refurbish one of the berths at Mata Beheshti port and reconstruct a 600-meter-long container handling facility at the port. The port is ideally suited to provide an alternative for trade between India and Afghanistan, as well as with Central Asia. This port is 800 kilometers closer to Afghanistan than Pakistan's port city of Karachi. The terrain is also more even and easily navigable. The port handled 2.1 million tons of cargo in 2015, which has been upgraded to handle 8.5 million tons of cargo today. It will be increased to 86 million tons in future when all the 10 berths have been upgraded and expanded. In July of 2016, India began shipping $150 million worth of rail tracks to Chabahar to develop the port container tracks and construct the $1.2 to $1.6 billion Chabahar-Zahedan Railway. This is being built by India's Irkon International, for which India pledged an additional $400 million, and Iran allocated $125 million in December of 2016. This took the total allocation to $575 million out of $1.6 billion needed for the rail route till the end of 2016. In October of 2017, India's first shipment of wheat to Afghanistan was sent through the Iranian port city of Chabahar. Chabahar has been termed a game-changer by several strategic analysts and commentators. There are, however, many cynics who suggest that India will not be able to meet its commitments in the given time frame. In addition, it will not be able to compete with the Chinese juggernaut unleashed under its Belt and Road Initiative, or BRI, which is spreading its tentacles through Central Asia, Iran, and up to Gwadar Port via the so-called China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, or CPEC. India has proved these detractors wrong. The challenge is to continue to maintain the current pace. Renovation and operationalization of Chabahar will allow India to sidestep Pakistan to reach Afghanistan and the Central Asian countries. Thus far, India has not been able to exploit the full potential of its ties with these countries, as well as with the Islamic Republic of Iran, because it does not share a contiguous border with these countries. Pakistan refuses access to India by land to Afghanistan. It does not allow trucks and cargo from Afghanistan to Central Asia to come to India. According to the trade and transit agreement signed between Afghanistan and Pakistan in 2010, Afghanistan can transport its cargo by its own trucks only to Wagah border between India and Pakistan. Thereafter, the cargo has to be offloaded and transported to different cities of India by Indian cargo vehicles. The Afghan trucks are not permitted to carry Indian cargo back to their country and have to return empty. This makes the whole operation time-consuming, expensive, and inconvenient. Opening up of Chabahar Port will provide a quick, easy, cheap, fast, and seamless access to Indian goods and Indian cargo to Afghanistan and Central Asia. The distance between Chabahar and Zahedan is 650 kilometers via road and currently takes a travel time of about 7 hours. India is constructing a rail connection between these two stations. The Iran-Afghan border is a further 250 kilometers northwards, with Zabul on the Iranian side and Zaranj on the Afghan side. Milak is the closest Iranian town to the Afghan border. Zaranj is a trading and transit hub in western Afghanistan. Zaranj is connected well with all major cities and towns of Afghanistan. Connectivity with Kabul is provided through the Zaranj-Dalaram Road, constructed by the Indian Border Road Organization in 2009 at a cost of $135 million. It is one of the busiest highways in Afghanistan. Completion of the rail connection with Zahedan will significantly improve connectivity of the port city of Chabahar with Afghanistan. In later years, rail connection between Zahedan and Zabul could also be considered. This will take the railway connect to the doorstep of Afghanistan, next to Zaranj. This will provide multi-modal connectivity of rail and road to Chabahar with Mashhad in northeast of Iran and also to Herat in western Afghanistan. Turkmenistan, which is connected by rail as well to the two road border checkposts with Iran, will also become easily accessible to cargo from the port city of Chabahar. Other Central Asian nations, such as Uzbekistan and Tajikistan, and also Turkmenistan, will become accessible through Afghanistan. Kazakhstan, the largest and currently the most significant trade and economic partner of India, will be accessible for two-way trade through railway connecting Iran with Turkmenistan and onwards to Kazakhstan that was inaugurated in 2014. Chabahar hence enjoys the possibility of potential of connecting India through Iran with Afghanistan as well as with Central Asia. This is invaluable for India not only in economic terms, but even more importantly in strategic terms. It would enable India to maintain its presence and advance its interests in Afghanistan and also enhance its political, security, economic and strategic engagements with Central Asian nations. It is imperative to ensure peace and stability in Afghanistan to preserve peace and security in India. Central Asia is a part of India's extended neighborhood. It can also prove to be highly critical to India's energy security as the region is well endowed with huge mineral deposits and natural resources like oil, like natural gas, uranium, coal, etc. Some cynics have raised questions about the economic viability of the Chabahar project, including the rail connection up to Zahedan. In addition to the trilateral trade and transit agreement between Iran, Afghanistan and India in May of last year, India has also applied for membership of the Ashgabat Agreement, which includes Oman, Kazakhstan and Pakistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, in addition to the Islamic Republic of Iran. This will permit seamless and smooth movement of cargo from India to all of these countries and even beyond. Potential to undertaking projects and conducting trade in commodities and manufactured goods is immense. In addition, Iran has the second largest natural gas reserves in the world, next only to Russia. Manufacture of fertilizers for the Indian market will be a win-win proposition for both countries. It will be extremely cost competitive to manufacture this commodity, transportation by sea from the port of Chabahar for Kandla, Navasheva or Mumbai port in India would be quick, easy and cost effective. Iran shares a long 909-kilometer border with Pakistan, which is developing the Gwadar port less than 100 kilometers from Chabahar. Comparison between Chabahar and Gwadar at this junction will not be appropriate. Currently, Chabahar can handle 8.5 million tons of traffic annually with only one berth in operation. As against this, Gwadar can handle just about 1 million tons of cargo every year. Moreover, Gwadar is located in Baluchistan province of Pakistan, which is highly unstable and violence-prone. Potential of development of hinterland of Gwadar port appears dim. On the contrary, hinterland of Chabahar is being developed as an industrial zone by India and Iran at a cost of $8 billion. Reports have appeared about the interest of Japan to invest in the Chabahar project. That will be a huge shot in the arm for this venture and will further strengthen the strategic partnership between India and Japan to ensure an open, free, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. Chabahar needs to be seen in conjunction with the International North-South Transport Corridor, or INSTC, which will get inaugurated in the middle of January 2018, with the first consignment of cargo going from India to Russia via Bandar Abbas port in Iran. The International North-South Transport Corridor will not only help cut on costs and time taken for transfer of goods from India to Russia and beyond to Europe via Iran, but also provide an alternative connectivity initiative to countries in the Eurasian region. India's ratification of International Customs Convention, or TIR, Transport International Routière, or Conventional International Transport of Goods, in June 2017 will help boost trade through the INSTC, or the International North-South Transit Corridor, and other corridors. It will be India's second corridor after Chabahar to promote security and access resource-rich Central Asia and its market. Both Iran and India are keenly committed to completing the project on time. Iran intends to give an impetus to the eastern part of the country, which is comparatively less prosperous, by development around the port city of Chabahar with a free trade zone and road and rail links northwards. It plans to use Chabahar port as gateway to Central Asia and maintain Bandar Abbas port, which currently handles 85% of Iran's seaborne trade, as a hub for trade with Russia and Europe. Chabahar, coupled with the International North-South Transit Corridor, can indeed be a game-changer for India's strategic and economic goals in the Eurasian region. It will be a win-win proposition for all countries. Iran will be able to emerge as an even more influential player and play a proactive role in promoting peace, security and stability in the region. All countries need to act in unison. Iran, Afghanistan, India, Japan, Central Asian states and others. Also, the rest of the Chabahar project, including innovation and construction of the other berths, railway track from Chabahar to Zahedan and beyond to Zabul, construction and development of the economic zone in the hinterland of Chabahar, etc., are completed at the same pace as that of Phase 1.